Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to a very special episode of 929. Because this is the last episode that we're going to be doing. I'm Ishan Akbar, and for the last 2 years, I've had the enormous privilege of hosting this podcast that's been brought to you by Fiverr, the freelance digital marketplace. I've had such a great time hosting this, speaking to some amazing guests, learning some really valuable lessons, and hearing from you guys telling me how much the podcast has had an impact on you and your business. So thank you so much for getting in touch, and thank you for listening. So, to honour this final episode, I've invited my boss, no less, onto the podcast, Liron Smadger, the head of global brand marketing for Fiverr.
I'm Liron Smadger. I'm the head of brand marketing at Fiverr, and I'm part of the team responsible for putting 929 together.
I've loved working with Liron and creating this podcast, and I get the impression he's enjoyed it too.
929 has been a labour of love. It's something that I personally have gained a lot from, and I know that our audience has gained a lot from.
Today, we're just going to reflect on how the podcast started, what we've learned along the way, and why you might want to create a podcast yourself. One question that always keeps coming up, often off record, is why 929? Why was it that specific number?
It's two things that happened. Okay, one, I decided I wanted to try my hand at dropshipping. And I started a website and was trying to learn how to sell on Amazon and try a little side project. I would listen to podcasts on how to use Shopify and how to set myself up on Amazon. And there's tons and tons of content out there. And I would find myself listening to podcasts that are 40 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes long and have a little notebook taking notes along the way. And I'll look at the notebook afterwards and see maybe two actionable items that I've listed. And I just got frustrated. I said, I wish they would do this, but just give me the 2 points. Like, I don't need to hear about the life story of the guest necessarily. I mean, I think there's room for that. And those podcasts are great. And I listen to a lot of those kinds of podcasts, but give it to me straight here. You know what I mean? Just tell me what I need to know without all the fluff.
Yeah.
I was working, we had a little office in Islington at the time, and it would take me 9 minutes and 29 seconds roughly to walk from my office to get a little sandwich for lunch and back again. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, like, isn't that cool to like go get a sandwich and back? And I've already like, I've learned something and I can put it into action straight away and I don't need anything else. That's the randomness of that number.
It's been such an honor and privilege to host this podcast, and the fact that you asked me to do it. I've thoroughly enjoyed all the guests I've spoken to. And so as a comedian who comes from kind of a business background, having spent some time in banking and kind of understands the world of business a bit, it appealed to both my interests.
That's exactly why we wanted to work with you. One, you had like a business background, but two, you're a comedian. And one of the challenges with such a short format podcast is how do you warm up a guest so fast?
Yeah.
The answer was comedian for us straight away.
There might be some people listening to this thinking, you know, oh, it sounds like quite a nice idea to do, start a podcast for my business or my brand or whatever it might be. How have you found the process of doing it? Has it been difficult? What have been the things that you've learned or surprised you along the way in terms of having a branded podcast like this?
So I wanted this to be low maintenance, okay?
Yeah.
And that meant that I wanted to outsource the production.
Yeah.
So we worked with a company called Listen that's taken care of the heavy lifting. And I think that way, you know, it doesn't need to take up a lot of the team's time. Now, should you do it? I think you have to look at it as part of your marketing mix and your thought leadership. How do you want people to perceive you as a brand? And then you should decide. Podcasting, you're not going to put out 5 episodes and all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be up in sales by 500%, right? It's not that kind of channel. It's a commitment channel. You know, we How many episodes have we done together? I mean, two years worth of episodes, right? And we've grown steadily. I think in terms of like building your business thought leadership, it's a really, really strong channel, right? How do you want to be perceived as a leader in whatever it is you want to be perceived as a leader in? Well, you don't have so many channels to be able to do that. And podcast is a very, very strong one. And it's a way to let your hair down a little bit, right? A lot of brands are pretty rigid in the way that they present themselves. So it's a way to humanize yourself a little bit.
What are some of the episodes that really struck a chord with you, the ones that you tell your mates about? You're like, this, you have to listen to this. This is great.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Yeah, I'll tell you mine. Absolutely.
There was one episode that was just so practical to me, and I actually took the advice and I'm still doing it today. The advice was start a to-do list. It was given by Maddie Nelson, who's an exec and owner of a music studio or record label.
Record label, yeah.
Represents Wyclef Jean. And she said that was like a turning point for her. Like she realized like it helped get her in order. And I try to be organized and try different ways to keep myself organized. And after listening to that episode, I literally that day went out and bought a notebook and have been writing out my to-do list since then and crossing them out at the end of every day and feeling good. So maybe it's a bit of a boring one, but it was a nice practical thing that I'm taking on.
One thing that was great about this podcast was the amazing breadth and depth of guests that we were able to get, you know, from astronauts to the CEO and founder of Netflix, you know, their stories. And although they were all sharing practical tips with me, the ones that seemed to stick with me the most were where the stories were really rich. And one in particular was Tony's Chocolonely with their MD, Ben Greensmith. And he was talking about the importance of staying true to your mission. Now, that doesn't necessarily, it kind of does apply to me, I guess, in my field as a comedian. But what was great about that episode was it was something that whoever's listening to can think about and apply to that because their story is so interesting. And I really recommend if you haven't listened to that episode to go back and listen to it.
So Ishan, you know, you're always promoting everyone all the time. And this podcast has been about, you know, this father story and all of these other brands. But, you know, you are a brand and you've had incredible success over the past 2 years also. Why don't you like let us know or let the listeners know also like where they can follow you, how they can support you. Like let's put the spotlight on you.
Yeah.
You've been doing it so well for everyone else.
Well, yeah, thank you so much. Well, look, I mean, it has, doing this podcast has coincided with my comedy career. It seemed to go from strength to strength. Follow me on the socials at Ishan Akbar. I'm hoping to go on tour next year. I'm very excited about filming Celebrity Mastermind in a couple of months' time. But yeah, I'm planning on hopefully going to Canada and America and Australia over the next year or two with my comedy. But yeah, get on my socials and just follow all the content because there's loads of stuff coming. And one thing I've learned from this pod is to, once it's done, is to create my own stuff and put it out there, let people see. And I'll be using it as a library to go back to listen to for some inspiration, for sure.
Amazing.
Well, look, I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you, Liron, for coming up with the idea in the first place and entrusting me with the pod for the last 2 years.
And I just also want to thank everyone for going on this journey with us and listening. And hopefully we really did give you some things to think about and some, you know, actionable items to change and grow your business. I also want to thank Listen, the team that put this together, and Lucy and Nick, our amazing producer, executive producer, and Ishan. I mean, we couldn't have done it without you. A big thank you from all of us at Father.
Well, now this is our final goodbye. And what I've learned from speaking with our wonderful guests throughout the course of all these series of 929 is the importance of just getting on and giving it a go. Every single one of our guests had one thing in common, is that they tried and tried and tried again. Whether it was a success, whether it was a failure, they kept giving it a go. So whatever it is that you want to do, whether it be in business, your own personal life, professional, academic, go and do that thing. I know I certainly will be doing that. I've wholeheartedly enjoyed bringing this podcast to you every single week, and I really hope you've enjoyed listening along. For now, though, it's goodbye, or maybe it's just See you soon.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.